This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Work requirements for federal food aid and recipients have emerged as a final sticking point in negotiations over the looming debt crisis, as President Biden says a deal is very close. An intense debate is playing out behind closed doors in European and North American military circles over who should replace Jens Stoltenberg as NATO Secretary General. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda tells us more.
Diplomatic sources say the names being discussed include Denmark's Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen. In Eastern Europe, Estonia's Prime Minister, Kaja Kallas, has been discussed. In the United Kingdom, its Secretary of Defense, Ben Wallace, has put his own name forward. But some European Union countries, such as France, want a NATO leader from within the EU. Many also prefer a candidate that used to be a president or prime minister. So there are other names being discussed, but there is also another angle. Some diplomats predict that many candidates would be deemed unacceptable to NATO members Turkey and Hungary.
Russian forces struck a clinic in Dnipro on Friday, killing two, wounding another 23. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova was asked why the country's missile defense system didn't stop this.
It was an attack with 17 missiles and 31 drones, and 23 drones were destroyed and 10 missiles were destroyed. As Ukrainian officials say that Ukraine has a very good air defense system in general right now, but it's not enough because Ukraine is quite big.
Authorities say Russia's